The Dunwich Horror by Tro Rex and Iona Bella. In North Central Mass is a lost, lonely place. The grass grew too wild and the trees seemed too tall. Circles of stones crowned most all of the hills, whilst the houses found there were all squalid and small. Though the hills had an uncommon beauty to them, there pervaded a sense of great dread and unease. Some of the summits were even and round, and older by far than those tall stands of trees. Tucked away in the hills and well hidden from time, the village of Dunwich sat rotting away. The old stands of trees and the overgrown weeds do little to hide the deep state of decay. Just outside of Dunwich sat Whateley's old home, and Lavinia lived with her mad father there. The Whateleys were not much well liked by the town. They practiced black magic, the rumors declared. On Candlemas night, she gave birth to her son, but the neighbors heard not of his birth for a week. It was not till old Whateley first spoke of the child. He was proud of his grandson, so strange and unique.
If Lavinia's boy looked at all like his pa, he wouldn't look much like as what you'd expect. Someday you'll hear the boy call out his name from the top of old Sentinel Hill, I suspect.
For the first several months, no one saw the new babe, but the townsfolk were all a most curious lot. They snuck up to see, but they found only cows that were strangely anemic and sickly, they thought. By the springtime, most townfolk had seen the young boy. His appearance was always a bit of a shock. They said not a word of his strange, rapid growth, but in months, he was already starting to walk. One autumn eve, Silas saw through the trees strange Lavinia and Wilbur by dim lantern's light. Soon after, a fire blazed on Sentinel Hill, and it lit up the sky on that Halloween night. Early next year, the town gossips took note. Young Wilbur had grown and was starting to speak. His appearance was odd and mature for his age, and more was abnormal than just his physique. The boy was disliked even more than his kin, and no dog alive could stand having him near. Folks whispered of rites and the name Yog-Sothoth, and rumors of magic were spoken with fear.